Well, good evening. This is attorney Mark Thompson. I am the host of the Paul Revere Show. We'll be on every Monday night at 7, 5:40 if by AM, 101 or 92.7 if by FM. The Paul Revere Show. So what is the Paul Revere Show? Let me just tell you a couple of stories. Last Thursday, January 6, 2022, we remembered the insurrection at our Capitol. We remember this violent attack on our democracy. We remember seeing for the first time in history the Confederate flag flying in our Capitol. And we all wondered what was going on. How can this happen in our democracy? You know, what is up? So I go, what ties us together as a people? And I go to the Constitution of the United States, the preamble. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America in order to form a more perfect union. You know, we know our democracy has changed. At the time the Constitution was adopted, that democracy only meant that certain white men got to vote. We know it cost hundreds of thousands of Union soldiers the blood on the hills to keep our nation together, to preserve that union, to make a more perfect union. 100 years ago, women got to vote. So this idea of our democracy is always changing. And we are here. And we're going to call this the Paul Revere Show because we are in the middle of a real, real attack on democracy. And I want to say particularly here in Wisconsin. And folks will say, you know, why do you say that? So let me just tell you a couple of stories. You know, everyone in Wisconsin, many people in Wisconsin, and frankly, many people around the country watched this past weekend as our ice skaters qualified to go to the Olympics in Beijing, right here in Milwaukee County, right next to Waukesha County. And what we witnessed was something really, really historic. Aaron Jackson and Brittany Bowe raced. And Brittany Bowe qualified for the 500 and gave up her spot to Aaron Jackson so Aaron Jackson could be on our team to make that team a more perfect union. What a gift to give up your right to compete in a race for a gold medal in Beijing because you have a teammate that you believe in and trust and wanted to share. Now, that's a story about a more perfect union. But I want to tell you another story and what brings me here and what I think we're going to be talking about and we want to have a conversation about. One of the things I do in life, I have the privilege of serving on the Wisconsin Election Commission. In March of 2020, we were faced with a pandemic. And in a matter of weeks, we had to figure out how to allow the state to vote safely, securely for April of 2020 in a very, very heated election and election year. And the Wisconsin Election Commission is an entity created primarily by the Republicans in 2016. The commission itself is made up of three Republicans and three Democrats. We provide oversight to an agency of nonpartisan folks out of Madison, led by Megan Wolf, the administrator. And it's their job to protect our fair, accurate elections in the state, secure and safe. And we were faced with a real, real existential question. They were locking down nursing homes so nobody could get in. And we know there were thousands and thousands of senior citizens in those nursing homes that were wanted to vote, that were entitled to vote, they were registered to vote, and they had a constitutional right to vote. Voting goes to the core of our democracy, who we are and how we transfer power from one election to another. And there is this statute that said there you're supposed to have special voting deputies to go in and help these folks vote. And if, you know, if they can't get there, then you're allowed to do absentee ballots. Well, we didn't have the time or the luxury to allow, frankly, they locked it down. Special voting deputies were prohibited from going in. Six of us on this commission voted 6-0 to tell our clerks, and by clerks, I mean, we have 1,750 municipal clerks and 72 county clerks running elections in the state. A lot of you don't know it. It's a very decentralized, complicated process. Our commission said, get absentee ballots into these folks so they could get them voted and returned so they could be counted, so they could exercise their constitutional right. We did it on an open meeting. The whole public heard it. No one said anything, that anything was wrong about this. Fast forward 2021. You all know, and we're not going to repeat it here, right? Donald Trump won the election in Wisconsin in 2016. We had an election in 2020 with the same rules, and he lost in 2020. After that loss, lawsuits, audits all confirmed that the election was fair, accurate, and there had been no fraud. And then, out of the blue recently, there are allegations that five, not all six commissioners, five commissioners, and I want to say this, there is the speaker, Robin Voss, said that when we let senior citizens vote, we probably violated the law, committed felonies. And that is why we're here at the Paul Revere. What does it mean when a member of one party, Speaker Voss, is willing to put a member of his own party, Dean Knutson, in prison for letting senior citizens vote in Wisconsin? You know, I'm old enough to have a draft card from the Vietnam War. I have never seen a time in America when folks of good faith would make such outrageous charges. And this is should be a concern for all of us, because what it means is that the Election Commission and its structure is at risk. And why do I say that? Well, Up Front is a show out of Milwaukee, And Voss was on the show last night, Sunday night. And this radio show jumps into this river of life. We're just moving on. Things are continuing and we're looking forward. Last night, Speaker Voss doubled down on his charge that Dean Knutson and four of us probably engage in criminal conduct when we let senior citizens vote in 2020. Everybody out there in Wisconsin or around the country should shudder at the thought of that concept. What does it mean? And what is Speaker Voss up to? And I want to call him on this show, wannabe King Voss, because if you believe in democracy, you are not threatening your fellow member of your party to go to jail, right? You're supposed to be figuring out how we move forward and not threaten. So we have this new problem. We have real bullying and intimidation taking place. And we're seeing it throughout the election system. And this is what's really, really crucial. I moved to Wisconsin in 1984 and I've been voting here. You know, I'd go down to my, you know, my voting place. I would say hi. I would recognize the folks. They would say hi. And for years, I just walked up, they took my name. I went and voted. And win or lose, we all live with it. You know, over the past few years, there's been this call, voter ID, and now we're in voter ID. But now they've gone beyond that point because there is a real attempt to talk about how they can just intimidate. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what that threat looks like and what we can all do about it. And the first thing is to recognize it and start talking about it.